Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 27 for Friday, August 21st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were chopping around both sides of unchanged Friday morning as the market mostly shrugged off the first StatsCan production estimates of the season. Canola was up a dollar to down a dollar, the November contract up 70 cents at $479 per ton. StatsCan pegged this year's canola crop at 13.3 million tons. That was right in the middle of trade guesses, but still well below the 15.6 million tons grown last year. Analysts are now generally of the opinion that actual production likely ended up as much as a million tons above the StatsCan estimate, given better weather over the past few weeks. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil that put some spillover pressure on canola, but on the other side, the Canadian dollar is weaker and that provided some support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly lower. Soybeans, they're down 6 to 8 cents, the November contract down 8 at $8.99 per bushel. Forecasts calling for good weather across the Midwest over the next few weeks accounted for much of the early selling pressure in beans. Survey results from the Pro Farmer Tour of the Farm Belt were also bearish, with pod counts generally coming in above last year's levels. The global economic concerns were also at play in the ag sector today, with declines in energy and equity markets and resulting strength in the U.S. dollar cutting into the demand for U.S. grains and oilseeds. Corn, it's steady to down 2 cents, the December contract down a penny at $3.81 per bushel. Weather conditions are also looking good for the U.S. corn crop, while production prospects continue to improve. However, positioning ahead of the weekend kept values relatively steady. Wheat, meanwhile, it's down 3 to 8 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 7 at $5.04 per bushel. The path of least resistance remains pointed down for wheat, with ample world supplies and poor demand for the higher-priced U.S. crop. However, the smaller Canadian production was a bit supportive. Canadian wheat production was pegged at 24.6 million tons by StatsCan this morning. That's at the low end of trade guesses and well off the 29.3 million tons grown last year. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, August 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.